In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we begin a change. We begin a time of preparation. Now, this is done because we need to have time to turn from the focus of one thing to another. This is the time period between where we celebrated the Nativity of Christ and now kind of off in the distance is coming the time of Lent. This time of preparation we're beginning, it covers five consecutive Sundays leading up to Lent. On this first Sunday, the gospel lesson of Zacchaeus is read. Now, this is a story about a man who was too short to see Jesus above the crowd, but he desired so much to see him that he climbs a tree. And Jesus responded to his desire to see him, and he even went to his house that day. And one of the themes of this first Sunday here, as we prepare and look forward to Lent, is desire. Because of Zacchaeus' desire to catch a glimpse of Jesus, Christ came and dined with him that day. And Christ made Zacchaeus new. And it's a clear example to us of how if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Now, a basic truth about human nature is how we pursue what we desire. Now, this can either be on a positive note or negative, depending on the focus of our desire. Where your treasure is, says Christ, there shall your heart be also. A strong desire can enable us to do things that perhaps normally we have difficulty doing. Now, Zacchaeus was short, but his desire to see Jesus was so strong, he found a way to be able to see him. He went on ahead and he climbed up this tree so Jesus would pass by where he could see him. In the past, Zacchaeus may have pursued the wrong things, but that day, he desired the right thing. We see that Zacchaeus wanted to see and draw near to Jesus. Now, who was Zacchaeus? We probably all know the story. He was a rich publican. He was a Jew. Yet he was employed by the Roman government for fiscal service. He was the chief tax gatherer. He was looked down upon because he collected taxes for the Roman government, for the Romans, for his own profit. He kept a portion of what he gathers for his own. But something important happened to Zacchaeus that very day. Hearing that Jesus was coming through, he sought to see him as he passed by. And that is our starting point, a desire to draw nearer to Christ. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter who you've been. What matters is what's in your heart. What matters is to have that desire in your heart to draw nearer to God. Zacchaeus had a strong desire to see Jesus that day, but the crowd around him was an obstacle. He couldn't see over that crowd. Zacchaeus encountered a physical obstacle because he was just simply too short to see over the crowd. I also propose there was another obstacle that Zacchaeus overcame that day. As we continue in the gospel reading, we learn more about Zacchaeus' life. Zacchaeus' name means the pure and innocent one. But up to that point in his life, he was anything but that. He gathered taxes for others, from others, for his own gain. And by his own admission, he admitted he had defrauded people in that process. So his condition in life would have been an obstacle to him to approach Jesus. He could have thought, who am I to even consider drawing near to this man, Jesus? Now, we all run into obstacles that keep us from God. If we could be we start pursuing things that are the wrong things. It could be that others get in our way to God. It could be obstacles involving our circumstances. But we must not let the obstacles that we encounter get in our way of drawing near to God. What made Zacchaeus climb that tree? Well, he had come this far to see Jesus that day, and he was not going to let the physical obstacle ahead of him keep him from seeing him. So he did something that was different from the crowd. He climbed a tree. His desire turned into action. It wasn't just a desire that just sat there. He turned it into action. The desire in his heart that day overcame his physical obstacle and even the obstacle of his past as well. Then what happens? Well, quite amazingly, as Jesus passes by, he stops below the tree that he's in. He speaks to him and he says, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must be a guest at your house." Not only is Zacchaeus being treated with goodness and grace in spite of his past, Jesus even knows his name and calls out to him. Jesus calls to Zacchaeus to come down out of the tree, and this can also be viewed symbolically as the divine call to all of humanity, to each one of us. Hurry and come down, for today I must stay in your home. Zacchaeus' response shows how his heart had been prepared to draw near to God. Luke says that Zacchaeus hurried. He did exactly what Christ said. He hurried, he came down, he received Jesus into his house gladly that day. Of course, there were those that grumbled, said, "Jesus is going to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. You know, why is a man who's got a past like this be given this?" You know, there's always going to be people who grumble. We even need to be careful ourselves that we don't grumble when God gives grace to those that we say, "Well, why is that person being given grace?" Because none of us deserve the grace of God. But he gives it freely to those who have a heart towards him. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The fact that Zacchaeus' heart's desire was to seek God, it was borne out by his response of repentance. He said he would give half his possessions to the poor, half of what he owned. He gladly did what the rich young ruler would not do. And furthermore, Zacchaeus said that anyone he had defrauded, what was he going to do? He'd pay them back. And not just pay them back, but pay them back four times as much. This is something else we can learn from Zacchaeus. If we've wronged someone, where we can, let us strive to right that wrong. Do what we can to more than pay back the harm that we perhaps have done. And Christ, knowing Zacchaeus' heart, what was within his heart that day, said, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which is lost." And his life, Zacchaeus' life, was transformed that very day. So Zacchaeus' repentance is a great example to us today as we begin approaching the upcoming Lenten season, which itself is a time of repentance. He's a symbol of godly desire. How a change in our desire within our heart can change our life. For repentance begins as that desire within our heart to know God better, to seek him out. And we must not let the obstacles of the day or our past get in our way to do that, to draw near to God. And so a question for all of us to consider is, what obstacle do we have that keeps us from drawing nearer to God? And perhaps that is the obstacle that we can learn to overcome during Lent. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.